Resumes are short documents that shows a person's career background and skills. Most jobs ask to see one's resumes. Resumes are a clear and concise statement of one's work history and ability. Our Old Testament reading today is from Deuteronomy chapter 7, and our second reading today is from the New Testament book of Romans. They are resumes of God's accomplishments and abilities. God's resume shows us what God has done and what God will do for us. In our first reading today, like a resume, God lists what he has done and what he would do for his people. Our first reading says, "For you are people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be people for his treasure's possession, out of all the people who are on the face of the earth. The Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers. What the Lord has brought you out, with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hands of the Pharaoh king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenants and steadfast love for those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. You are people of God. God has chosen us and made us his own. God loves us and consider us to be his prized possession. God resume states that he has loved us and how he will guide and keep us. A resume is a review of looking back on our skills and ability, what we have done. Resumes also shows what we can do. Our first reading today is God's resume. God looks back and oversees what he has done for his people. And God shows what he can and will do for us. First of all, God chose his people. That his people are old in the Bible, but he also chose us. As Jesus says, "You didn't choose me. I chose you." We are the chosen and loved by God. God chose us not for anything we have done, but for what he has done for us. God chose us and God loves us because of God, of who God is. Our God is love. In interviewing someone for a job, it's always good to get an idea of what kind of person you're going to hire. In our next reading today, God tells us what kind of person our God is. God is true to his word. God promised to be with his people of the old and with us today. Promised to be with us through the good and bad. God is not the kind of person to give up on us. God swore an oath way back to Abraham to be with us, the people of Abraham in faith forever. God brought his people of old back in the Exodus from slavery to freedom. They were oppressed, and God saved them with his mighty hand. God ends his resume in our first reading with a clear statement of who he is. Know, therefore, that the Lord is God, the faithful God who keeps covenants and steadfast love for those who love him and keeps his commandments to 1,000 generations. The steadfast love of God never ends. God is faithful. A resume is an overview of what we can do. It looks back at our abilities. God offer up his resume today. God's resume looks back to all he has done for us. As our second reading from Romans says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Nothing, not life, nor death, stress, or uncertainty can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. The steadfast love of the Lord never ends. A resume looks back at what we have done to show what we can do in the future. God's resume as found in the Bible reading is like that. It looks back at what God has done, how God has brought us this far by faith. God's resume looks back in order to look forward and to tell us what kind of job God will do now for us now and in the future. God is a God who will love us and never leave us, who will stick with us no matter what. That is the job of our God. His steadfast love lasts forever. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of person we'd like to hire. God is faithful. Even when we fail, God succeeds. Even though we die, God's love is there forever in Jesus. The resurrection and the life, nothing can separate us. Not death, not life nor death, nothing at all. From there, from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Our gospel reading today puts it this way. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. The kingdom of God is there all along, just hidden, waiting to be discovered and valued. God is waiting there all along for us to fully discover and value him. Do we recognize this? Do we look again at God's resume and say, the Lord is the one to run our lives? Would we seek the Lord in his kingdom? We find the promises and the sure presence of God in Jesus. Our gospel readings say that when we fully discover all that the Lord has done and will do for us, puts everything we got on this God, this treasure. Keep this treasure. Guard this treasure. Stay committed to the Lord. Make this God our God and our most valued possession. God's word today fills us with encouragement. God is working tireless for us. God is with us. God loves never ends. Where have we lost sight of God's love in our lives? Where has treasures other things? As our gospel readings say, when we fully discover the loving kindness and everlasting mercy of God, nothing else compares. We give everything to God, who gives everything to us. God's resume is all we need. Here's God's resume for us. God's resume right from the word, God's word to us today. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son has gave him up for us all. How will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is indeed is interceding for us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The steadfast love of our Lord lasts forever. When we trust in God, we cannot be moved. Amen.